A handwritten sign on a bedsheet read, "Sorry for the inconvenience, we are fighting for the future of our home." The apology is from the thousands of protesters staging a three-day sit-in at Hong Kong's international airport.
We want to spread our message to the world, to the U.S. or to Europe, any country that might help us internationally.
And if you want to get some international attention, what better place to gather than at one of the world's busiest airports? The movement in Hong Kong began as a protest against a bill that would have allowed Hong Kong residents to be extradited to mainland China. The movement has since spread. Hong Kong protesters are now demanding more freedom and greater democracy. The BBC's Martin Yip is in Hong Kong and has been covering the story.
This one so far has been peaceful because the organizers do set some rules to themselves, just like not to storm the restricted area, the security area, and not to storm the runway. That would cause maximum disruption, but obviously that would be illegal. So they definitely have to consider if this would cause any further backfire.
Martin, have there been additional police dispatched to the airport? How are authorities reacting to these masses of people showing up?
I don't think there are a significant increase of police presence. And actually, these protesters did not apply for a so-called license from the police force. So if the police would actually move in, it would be quite obvious. Also, since it's a place where thousands of people arrive every hour from across the world, if there would be police presence, just like any other protest sites, it's quite easy to spark. So I would imagine even the police force would want to think twice before they try to clear out the protesters.
It has been 10 straight weekends of protests now in Hong Kong. You've been covering the story since the protest broke out, Martin. What strikes you about where things stand now with the demonstrations?
I think it's really about how the protesters and those who are against the protesters are torn apart. You really have people who don't support the campaign, believing in all sorts of rumors. Say, for example, they all believe these anti-government protesters are paid to do the job. They don't believe anyone are actually doing any civic campaign out of their own consciousness.
What do you think that suggests about the sustainability of these protests? Can they go on if there is this kind of tearing apart from the inside?
I think this simply adds to the uncertainty of whether these campaigns could go on. But the other possibility is that since the campaigns are not organized by any organizer, they just organize among themselves, they could always change and they always try to borrow a phrase from the late martial art superstar Bruce Lee.
Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now water can flow, or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Be water, my friend. So just move around to different places to protest, such as from one police station to the other. And this time you see them at the airport. So you just don't know for the coming up days if they would also shift to different places to keep the campaign going.
The BBC's Martin Yip in Hong Kong. Thanks very much for your time.
Welcome.